Lord Jesus Christ. And the church said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. All righty. I want you to turn in your Bibles to Psalm 107, the 107th Psalm. The 107th Psalm. Hallelujah. And I'll begin reading at verse 1. Verse 1 says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is what? Oh, I'm so glad to know God is good. Did you hear what I just said? I am so glad to know that God is good. God is not my enemy, and he's not yours either. God is good. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Now look at verse 2. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. Whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. I've been redeemed. How about you? Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the title of my message this morning is Redemption. Redemption. Glory to God. We have been redeemed. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to read it, this verse 2, that is, from the Amplified Version, Amplified Classic. It reads this way. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has delivered from the hand of the adversary. Whom he has delivered from the hand of the adversary. Well, who is our adversary? Amen. Amen. Now, I don't have this in my notes, but I'm going to ask the guys upstairs. John, the Gospel of John, the 10th chapter and the 10th verse. Put that on the screen for me, please. John chapter 10, verse 10. Amen. We have been redeemed. We have been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And we need to know who the enemy is. Too many people walking around, they don't know who the enemy is. And too many of them are befriending the enemy. And the enemy is the devil. He is not your friend. He wants to bring you down. He wants to make your life miserable. Do you hear me? Amen. And your enemy is not your husband or your wife or your neighbor. Amen. They may be a little difficult to deal with or whatever, but your enemy is the devil. Why? Jesus identified him for who he is. He says, Jesus is speaking here. He says, the thief does not come except to steal. Now Jesus is talking about the devil here. All right? The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. You see that? He came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's his ministry. That's his evil ministry. To steal from us, to kill us if he can, and to destroy anything that is good. But I'm glad that verse didn't stop right there, aren't you? Jesus said, I have come that they, say that, say he's talking about me. I have come that they might have life, that they might have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. There's life, and then there's abundant life. And it's God's will for us to have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus wouldn't have said it if he didn't mean it. He wouldn't have said it if it wasn't truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You need to let yourself know. You need to talk to yourself sometime. And you need to encourage your other brothers and sisters sometime. Let them know, hey, listen, we've been redeemed. Well, brother, this is going on and that's going on. Sister, this is going on, blah, 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 blah. Just let them know, hey, wait a minute, we've been redeemed from this. We can stand against this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, I want you to turn in your Bible to 1 Peter, the first chapter. 1 Peter, the first chapter. Now listen to what it says in 1 Peter, the first chapter, beginning at, with the 18th verse. It says, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things. Let me stop right there for a moment. I'm going to finish reading this. But folks, there are some things that we should know. There's some things that we should know. There's some things that we shouldn't have to wonder about. If the Word of God says that they belong to us, or if the Word of God says that's who we are, then we need to receive that and know it. So verse 18 again, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, like silver or gold, from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your father, but with the precious blood. Everybody say precious blood.
Precious.
Say it again.
Blood.
But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world. Let me read that again. Verse 20. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for who? Make it personal.
Me.
Jesus came for me. I want to tell you something. Listen to me. Listen to me. I truly believe with all my heart, if I had been the only person on this earth that was lost and needed redemption, Jesus would have still come. He would have still suffered. He would have gone through everything he went through. Because that's how love works. Jesus would have still come. If you had been the only one that needed a Savior. As a matter of fact, let me take it a step further. If I had been the only one that needed a Savior, needed Jesus in my life, I still believe he'd have come and done everything he did, even if I would have rejected him, like some people do. Why do you say that, Pastor? Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And I believe Jesus would ascend it back to the Father after the completion of his work, saying, they rejected me, or he rejected me, or she rejected me, but they had a chance. I gave them an opportunity. They could have been born again. They could have enjoyed eternal life. I believe that. Praise God. Amen. So let's go back to 1 Peter. So verse 20 again. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world. But was manifest in these last times for you. Verse 21. Who through him believe in God. Everybody say through him.
Yeah.
Who is him?
Jesus.
Amen. Who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in who? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we have been redeemed. You might say it this way. We have been bought back. Normally, when we think of, how many of you have ever, I know they used to do it a lot. I don't think they do it so much anymore, but you go to the grocery store and you buy your grocery, and then they give you so many stamps. Anybody remember stamps? And you have your little stamp book. And then you put your stamps in there, and once you get so many, I'll fill up the book. Actually, you go take the stamp book back and get something. In other words, you could redeem it and get something. Amen. And so that's what Jesus did for us. He became our substitute. He took our place. Jesus took my hell for me. He took your hell for you. I don't understand why you can't love a person like that. And I know folks have arguments and debates today. Well, I know Jesus died, but I don't believe he went to hell. You need to read your Bible. He took our hell for us. He defeated the devil in his own house. Amen. Bible tells us that he made a show of them openly. God wasn't playing. He wasn't playing around. Kind of bad when someone come into your territory, come into your own house and whip you right in front of your family. That's embarrassing, isn't it? But he made a show of them openly. He's not done yet. I think very soon, it ain't gonna be too long, he's going back to the pit for 1,000 years, according to the book of Revelation. And then after that, he'll be freed for a while. And then he's going to the lake of fire, along with all the demons, devils, and every person that has rejected him. But nobody can say, I didn't have an opportunity. I didn't have a chance. Amen. Because the Bible clearly tells us that this gospel is going to be preached at some point in time through the entire world. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You still here? In the book of Ephesians, you can write it down, chapter 5, verse 8. It tells us, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. One time we were in darkness. This is mentioned in the Gospels as well, but Isaiah prophesied this in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. It says, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. That light is Jesus Christ. I have been delivered. You have been delivered from the power of darkness. You have been bought by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. All of us, we've been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. If you've been washed in the blood and you know it, lift your hand, just shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And this, his blood is precious. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Now, I want you to turn in your Bibles, go back to the book of Galatians. In other words, go backwards in your Bible to the book of Galatians. I don't know how far I'm going to get on this, with this today, but we'll start. We have been redeemed, and we need to understand what we have been redeemed from. What has Christ delivered us from? Galatians chapter 3. Look at verse 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. It says, Christ has, and let's stop right there just for a moment. Notice it says has, not going to. It's not future tense, it's past tense. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Look at this. Having become, you see that? Having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree or the cross. Jesus became a curse for us. He redeemed us from the curse by becoming a curse for us. Verse 14 tells us that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. Hallelujah. That's the reason, you know, I'm not Jewish naturally, but spiritually I am. You were born again, you are Abraham's seed. And you are entitled, listen to me, to the blessings of Abraham. You can walk, we can walk in the blessings of Abraham. Amen. Let me read verse 14 again. That the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit, how? Through faith. Hallelujah. The blessings of Abraham. Now, It would take a long time, but if you want to know more about the law, we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. You can go back to Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28. Matter of fact, let's go there. It's a long chapter, so I'm not going to read it all, but let's just go there for a moment. Now remember, we have been redeemed from the curse of the law, therefore we need to know what are the blessings of the law and what is the curse of the law. And I'm leaving it up to you to do your own reading, because it'll take too long. Taking me a long time to get there. Pages are slick. I'm just going to read you a little bit. Is that all right? I'll begin reading at verse 1. Now it came to pass. Excuse me. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Okay? Amen. Now just remember, now we are not under the law. Okay? Amen. We don't sacrifice animals. We don't do that. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God that's been sacrificed to us, or for us. And because of his sacrifice, we are entitled to the blessings of God. And these are some of the blessings. And all these blessings, this is verse 2, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Hallelujah. How many of you believe that the blessings of the Lord will run you down if you do what you should be doing? If you live in an obedient life, amen, the blessings of the Lord will overtake you. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 3, blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses and in all storehouses and in all to which you set your hand, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. The Lord will establish you as holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, and in the produce of your ground, in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
And you shall be above only and not beneath. Shout amen.
Amen.
If you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them, so you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. Now, just remember, we don't live by the Ten Commandments. We live by the Two Commandments. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. And number two is just like it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Hallelujah. If you want to walk in the blessings of Abraham, now, I just read the blessings. Now, if you read, I encourage you to read this whole chapter, and it tells you what kind of trouble you can get in to by disobeying God. Okay? But we must understand that we're children of Abraham. We're heirs of Abraham through faith. Through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. God's will for my life and for your life is for you to be blessed. You hear me? God wants us blessed. But Pastor, I hear what you're saying, man, but you just don't know what I'm dealing with. This, that, the other. Yeah, we just read John 10:10. Well, I know what you're dealing with, because there's a thief out there that wants to steal, wants to kill, and wants to destroy. Now, God wants us blessed, but we must take a stand. We must fight the good fight of faith. If anybody told you you would never have another trial once you get saved, just lied to you. They lied to you. We have to deal with things in life, because we're living in the devil's territory. Do you know the Bible says that Satan is the god of this world? Everybody say little g. Not God Almighty. What does he mean by that? That's the reason this world is in such a mess right now. It's in a mess. All this, Satan's behind all of it. There are little wars going on, skirmishes all around the world. But Jesus told us that it's going to happen. He said there would be wars. He said there would be rumors of wars. Didn't he? Yes, he did. He said there would be earthquakes in different places. Inclement weather. Listen, all of this stuff is a result of the fall of man. It's because of the fall of man. Adam really messed up when he sold out. Think about it for a moment. I want you to think about something here. Remember I told you earlier that if you had been the only one that needed Jesus, he would still come? Because God is so in love with mankind, his creation. Think about this for a moment. In the book of Genesis, we won't go there for the sake of time. But God would come down and visit and fellowship. Now we're talking about God Almighty. Come down, visit, and fellowship with Adam in the garden. Here's God Almighty, created man, and he wanted to come down and fellowship with him. So after Adam ate the forbidden fruit, Eve had eaten. Then they began to know good and evil. They realized they were naked. The Bible says God came down again in the morning for fellowship. But what did Adam and Eve do? They ran hid. They hid from God. Adam said, Lord, we hiding because we're naked. What was God's response? Who told you were naked? And because of that, Satan became the god of this world, little g. Again, hear me good, god of this world system. Now look at somebody and tell them, but he's not my God. You need to know that. In Luke chapter 4, when the devil was tempting Jesus, many of you know this, Satan offered Jesus the world, showed him the cities and all the junk that was going on. Told him, says, if you bow down and worship me, Jesus, I give it all to you. I heard a person say one time some years back, say, well, you know, the devil is a liar, so he just lied when he told Jesus that. In this case, he is a liar, and he's the father of lies. But he said in Luke chapter 4, you can read it, he said, Jesus, I give you all this because it has been delivered to me. He was correct there. It was delivered to him when Adam fell, this world system. And that, you see, that's the reason, and you've heard me say this again, that's the reason in John chapter 17, and because we don't have time to go there, but when Jesus was praying for us, Jesus prayed, Father, I'm not praying that you take them out of the world. That's where Satan was Lord. I'm not praying that you take them out of the world, but I'm praying that you keep them from the evil. The King James Version says evil, but actually what it means is that you would keep them from the evil one. Because you understand, we have work to do for God here in this earth. And one day, this whole world system is coming to an end, and it will be no more. Hallelujah. Amen. We've been redeemed. Why should I act like the world? I've been redeemed from that stuff, man. I don't have to pattern myself after the world. I've been redeemed from this by the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. I've been washed, and you have too. If you save, you're born again. We've been washed in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm a citizen here only because I'm in my natural earthly body. But my name is written, and yours too if you're born again. My name is written in the Lamb's book of life. They know who I am over there in heaven. They know who you are over there. I hope you're glad about that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is even better than going to one of the best hotels. Hallelujah. Going to one of the best hotels, going up to the counter. Hallelujah. I don't know where that is, but we'll keep going. Hallelujah. Okay, let's stay focused. Somebody's cell phone ringing. Okay. Going to one of the five-star hotels and says, I came for my room. And they ask you, what's your name? And you give them your name. Guess what they do? Well, nowadays they go to the computer. But they find your name and they say, oh, yes, sir, or yes, ma'am. We have your room ready for you. Guess what? When we get over into glory, one of the books, there are more than one book over there, by the way, but one book's going to be open. And my name is going to be in that book. How about you? On the day of judgment, I'm talking about the white throne judgment, not at the judgment seat of Christ. But on the day of judgment, the books again is going to be open. Some folks are going to be told your name is not written in the Lamb's book of life. But all the mess you did is written in these other books. But because your name is not written in the book of life, you can't enter. But Pastor, how do I get my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? By receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, by giving your life to Him. Amen. We was listening to a song, Kathy and I, the other day. How it go? My name's written down. How it go? You listen to it too. Yeah, written down in heaven, yeah. Name's written in the book. Praise God. My name's written. Now, did they write James? I don't know. I got a feeling they changed my name, but they know who I am. Hallelujah. And folks get so concerned about this one thing. Pastor, will we know each other when we get to heaven? Go ahead and get this settled in your mind. We will know each other. We will know each other. Hallelujah. We'll know each other. I may not call you by your earthly name. I don't know how that works. But we are told in the Word of God that when He appears, we'll be like Him. We don't yet know what we shall be, but we know we'll be like Him. And that's all that counts. If I'm like Jesus, I'm good. Hallelujah. And when He returns, to take care of business on this earth. The Bible tells us that He's going to be riding on a white horse. And that's not all that the Bible tells us. It tells us in Zechariah, I believe it's the 14th chapter, if I'm not mistaken, and the book of Revelation, it talks about the fact that we will be coming back with Him. I'm not sure what my horse gonna look like, but I'm gonna ride straight in the saddle. Glory to God. Word of God tells us we're coming back with it. We're coming back with it. And He's gonna straighten this earth out. Y'all still with me? Oh, my goodness. We start having fun, and then we run out of time, don't we? Thank you, Lord Jesus. But we have been redeemed from the curse of the law. And we have been called to walk and live in the blessings of Abraham. Amen. Now, I'm going to close right here. But I want to talk to you next week about what we have been redeemed from. One of the things is probably what I'll go over with you first is we've been redeemed from spiritual death. Hallelujah. What a blessing. I better quit. I get going. We'll be here another half hour, 45 minutes. I don't know about you, but I love the Word of God. Don't you? We have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. And I want to talk to you next week, if the Lord says the same. I want to share with you what we have been redeemed from according to the Scriptures. Amen? Amen. So come back next week, bring somebody with you.